It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down.
Oh yeah. Feels good. Feels good.
Hello, greetings, and hi there. This is the Head Speaks Podcast, a proud member of the Head Cast family. I am your host, Aaron Moss, also known as Brother Head. Welcome to Head Speaks, where I'll be talking about comics, movies, and recent news items that interest me. Basically anything that strikes my fancy.
Warning! Warning!
This podcast may not be family-friendly. Head Speaks may contain adult language, adult content, fantasy violence, and nudity. You have been warned. The young, stupid, and easily offended may not want to listen to this headcast. In other words, parental guidance is more than suggested.
Ho, ho, ho. I know it's not quite time for a new episode yet, but I decided I'm going to release Head Speaks' very first Christmas special. A few years back, as I've said before, I used to work at the internet company. And back in 2002, and then in 2004, I came up with my own Christmas CD I would hand out to friends. And basically it was just Christmas music with a humorous and somewhat offensive, usually bent, that I'd gather together, put it on a CD, and give out to my friends. And people seemed to enjoy it. I had people requesting more. I ended up getting married and things, one thing after another, and just didn't have time. I've decided to renew that tradition on here. So, again, none of these songs are mine. These are all songs I found on the internet or wherever. I'll give credit if I know where credit's due. If we can locate who it is, if you like it, I definitely recommend going out and buying the album if there is one. Or buying the song if you really like it. But nonetheless, let's go ahead and get started with my very first Christmas special. Head Speaks. Holy shit, it's Christmas. The first song on the docket, well, to me it's not Christmas time without Adam Sandler's The Hanukkah Song. So I present to you Adam Sandler, The Hanukkah Song, Part 1.
Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Sha-na-na and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half too. Put them together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson,
not a Jew. But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish. Not too shabby.
Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is.
Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges.
So many Jews are in showbiz. Tom Cruise isn't, but I heard his agent is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah.
Hope I get a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. If you really want to, have a happy, 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 happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
Next up, the information I have showing here is from the Bob and Tom Show, which means they didn't perform it, they just played it. I'm not sure who sung it offhand, but it's a song I like. Let's go for Who Pet the Dick on the Snowman?
I think people forget about the true meaning of Christmas. Love, friendship, and spending time with the family. Mama would be inside, fixing turkey and dressing, and me and my brothers used to play outside in the snow for hours, throwing snowballs, and I'll never forget my daddy coming outside and saying, "Hey! Who put the dick on the snowman? And embarrass the family. You could have used a ball bat, a cucumber, or a zucchini. But instead you used a thimble, something you could barely see. Who put that dick on the snowman and made him look like me?"
You boys been talking to your mama. I got your Christmas present right here, you little bastard. I'm gonna beat your ass.
We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. We're not happy you're near. You drive everybody crazy. You're hopelessly fat and lazy. You're constantly in the way here. So pack up your gear.
God.
You're feeding your face. You're taking up space. We wish you were living with us. We're not happy you're here.
Where's the refrigerator?
Correct us if we're mistaken. But those are long distance calls you're making. How long do you plan on taking advantage of us?
Hey,
We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. Get out of town.
Now!
I'm dreaming of a tight Christmas. Looks like the funds are running low. There's no pot to piss in. The turkey's missing. We'll have to eat the yellow snow. I'm dreaming of a tight Christmas. With every credit slip I sign, may your days be better than mine, and may all your creditors be kind.
like we won't get any cold. There's no gifts for bringing, no sleigh bells ringing. We hear Santa's in the hole. Your gift seems tiny and light. It's 'cause these days Christmases are tight.
And there's a group of songs, I'm not quite sure who sung them, but I enjoy them. Let's go and mix things up with Adam Sandler's Hanukkah Song Part 2.
It's time for Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we get eight crazy nights. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a new list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. When on a rider drinks Manischewitz wine, then spins a dreidel with Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein. Guess who gives and receives loads of Hanukkah toys? The girls from Baruch Assault and all three Beastie Boys. Lenny Kravitz is half Jewish, Courtney Love is half too. Put them together, what a funky badass show! We got Harvey Keitel and flash dancer Jennifer Beals. Yasmine Bleeth from Baywatch is Jewish, and yes, her boobs are real. Put on that yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. Time Oscar winner Dustin Hoffman celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, still not a Jew, but guess who is the guy who does the voice for Scooby-Doo? Bob Dylan was born a Jew, then he wasn't, but now he's back. Mary Tyler Moore's husband is Jewish, 'cause we're pretty good in the sack. Guess who got bar mitzvahed on the PGA Tour? No, I'm not talking about Tiger Woods, I'm talking about Mr. Happy Gilmore. So many Jews are in the show business. Isn't Jewish, but my mother thinks he is. Tell that old Monica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. It's not pronounced Hanukkah, the C is silent in Hanukkah. So read your hooked on Monica, get
wanna car. If you really, really want a car, have a Hummer, 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 Hummer. Happy Hanukkah!
Now here we go for I'm Dressing Up Like Santa for Christmas. Followed by another Christmas special of mine. Well, listen in here. You'll tell what it is. It's dedicated to Michael Jackson.
I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas. As soon as I can get out on parole, I'll hang out on your street. Your kids I'd love to meet. As soon as I get out of this rat hole, and I won't mind just sliding down your chimney, 'cause I just spent 15 years of shoveling coal. So I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on parole. I'm anxious to get out among the living, making up a list of folks to see, duded up in red and white instead of these old ties. Just think of how surprised they're gonna be. The old hometown will sure be glad to see me, 'cause by now it's slipped their minds how much I stole. And I'm dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on the road. I'll play it, boys. Be on my best behavior, 'cause the warden's watching everything I do. Thank God he didn't see that fight in cell block 3, or I'd be stuck here till I'm 92. Just a few more questions from that nice committee, then through those rusty gates I'll proudly stroll. Dressing up like Santa Claus on Christmas, as soon as I can get out on the road. Just as soon as I can get out on parole, I'm home.
Jackson, fa la 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 la, and some pelvic thrusting action, fa la 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 la. Don we now our leather jackets, fa la 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 la. Pick that crowbar up and whack it, fa la 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 la.
Rip your shirt off, show some nipple,
fa la 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 la.
Squeeze your buns like Mr. Whipple,
fa la 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 la. You'll always get a big reaction, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. If you grab your balls like Michael Jackson, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Merry Christmas, Bubbles.
Grab your balls like Michael Jackson, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Let's move away from the humorous stuff, and let's move to, it's a song that me and my buddy like. I heard it back in the mid-80s, late 80s, and there's one beat in there, that took us forever to figure out where it came from, and we finally realized it came from the Heat Miser and Cold Miser songs from one of those Christmas specials. This one here is called Santa's a B-Boy by Whistle. Sit back and enjoy. Christmas rap favorite by Run DMC. This is called Christmas in Hollis. Again, it's by Run DMC. We'll be right back. Switch back with the third Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dreidels.
Festival of lights.
One day of presents. Hell no, we get the eight crazy nights.
But if you still feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, I guess my first two songs didn't do it for you. So here comes number three. Ross and Phoebe from Friends say the Hanukkah blessing. So does Lenny's pal Squiggy and Will and Grace's Deborah Messing. Melissa Gilbert and Michael Landon never mix meat with dairy. Maybe they should have called that show Little Kosher House on the Prairie. We got Jerry Lewis, Ben Stiller and Jack Black. Tom Arnold converted to Judaism, but you guys can have him back. Justin, come in. We may not get to kiss underneath the mistletoe, but we can do it all night long with Deuce Bigelow.
I'm Jewish.
Put on the yarmulke.
Guy in Willie Nelson's band who plays harmonica celebrates Hanukkah.
Tiny Elvis, ladies and gentlemen! Tiny Elvis!
Schneider, I did not even know you were Jewish.
I'm a Filipino Jew. In fact, I gotta run home and light the first pig.
Get going.
Osama bin Laden. Not a big fan of the Jews. Well, maybe that's because he lost a figure skating match to gold medalist Sarah Hughes. Her mama's Jewish. Houdini and David Blaine escaped straitjackets with such precision. But the one thing they could not get out of, their painful circumcision. Gwyneth Paltrow's half Jewish, but a full-time Oscar winner. Jennifer Connelly's half Jewish,
too, and I'd like to put some more in her. There's Lou Reed, Perry Farrell, Beck and Paula Abdul. Joey Ramone invented punk rock music, but first came Hebrew school. Hey! Natalie Portmanica, it's time to sail a bit on a go. I hope I get an Aptronica on this joyful, joyful Hanukkah. So get a high colonica and soil your long janica. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy.
And now for something to start off a little south of the border, to the tune of Feliz Navidad, The Police Stole My Car.
Police stopped my car. Police stopped my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. Police stop my car. Police stop my car. The police made me stop. Walk a straight line and blow a balloon up. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always put me over Christmas. They say they're just making sure that there's no open bottles in my car. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. Police rode a block. I can smell their donuts as they smell my breath. They wanna wish me a sober Christmas. That's why they always pull me over Christmas. They're gonna let me out on bail this Christmas from the bottom of their hearts. Police lock me up. Police lock me up. The police lock me up. Cause when I blew, I blew a 2.1.
And here's a couple more Christmas songs. I'm not sure who they're by. But sit back and enjoy.
Open my eyes, what a beautiful day. Just a type that makes me want to say hooray. I'm still a little fuzzy headed from my sleep. Into my brain, reality seeps. Look all around me, can't believe what I see. Those little short people are surrounding me. I've got a white beard, a suit made of red. My soul becomes filled with a keen sense of dread. Oh God, I'm Santa Claus! 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 Hop out of bed, kick an elf in the chest. What an awful way to awake from a rest.
Santa, oh Santa,
the little gnomes cheer.
You shouldn't be nasty at this time of year.
What do you mean? I say in a rage. And what are you doing with those big burlap bags? The elves, they do roar.
Well, they're full of toys for you to deliver to the good girls and boys.
Harness the reindeer and get underway. It's nippy up here in that cool Arctic sky. Good thing I remember that bottle of rye. Flying over rooftops, throwing out toys, hopefully crushing those good girls and boys.
feels like a bad dream. I pray for release. Please let this hell its existence be ceased. Oh God, I'm Santa Claus. 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 From this nightmare I finally awake. My brain is on fire, my hands they do shake. But wait, they're not hands, they're cute little paws. I'm the Easter Bunny, I'm not Santa Claus. Oh God, I'm the Easter Bunny. Oh God, I'm the Easter Bunny. Oh God, I'm the Easter Bunny. Oh God.
Oh. Your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause you've always been a rotten little brat. Reindeer coming and they're gonna bite your wreath, they're gonna chew your welcome mat, swallow your kitty cat. Reindeer coming and they're gonna eat your begonias, cause Santa hasn't fed them in a month. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, he's gonna kick your ass, he's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause he's sick of shoveling snow and reindeer poo. Elves are coming and they're gonna steal your turkey, wreck your TV, burn down your Christmas tree. Elves are coming and they're gonna trash your home, cause they ain't got nothing else to do.
Santa's loaded with attitude. He's loud and drunk and smelly and rude. His workshop's been closed by an auditor, and Mrs. Claus ran off with her chiropractor.
And you can't have humorous and Christmas without having Weird Al Yankovic.
It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud. Or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day.
It's Christmas at Ground Zero. Now the mistletoe
Yes, Christmas at Ground Zero by good old Weird Al Yankovic. It's a classic. And rolling back to an old favorite, Adam Sandler. This year he's released a fourth part to his Hanukkah song. So here we go with the Hanukkah song, part four, by Mr. Adam Sandler. Take away, Adam.
All right, everybody, come back in. Come on back in. Hurry up. Are you ready? Adam Sandler!
Put on the yarmulke. Here comes Hanukkah. So much fun to celebrate Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we get
hey.
When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's the fourth list of people who are Jewish. Just like Jesus, Olaf, Punky Brewster, Scott Rudin, and me. Joseph Gordon-Levitt enjoys eating Kugel. So does Stanley, Jake Gyllenhaal, and the two guys who founded Google. Adam Levine wears a Jewish star, so does Drake and Seth Rogen. Goldberg has a gold yarmulke to match the belt he won from Hulk Hogan. We got Scarlett Johansson, talk about a kosher crush. And if you need a higher voice to turn you on, how about Geddy Lee from We may not have a cartoon with a reindeer that can talk, but we also don't have polio, thanks to Dr. Jonas Salk, smart Jew. Put on the yarmulke, it's time for Hanukkah. Harry Potter and his magic wanaka. Celebrate Hanukkah. Jared from Subway. God damn it, a Jew! But guess who's Jewish and can fix him? Loveline's Dr. Drew!
Get on it, Doc!
Princess Leia cuts the challah with Queen Elsa from Frozen. David Beckham is the king of soccer studs and also a quarter chosen. Ron Jeremy's fully Jewish and so's his foot-long buddy. Shia LaBeouf is half a Jew but 100% nutty. It's cool that Santa Claus makes Christmas so merry, but we get two jolly fat guys. Ice cream's Ben and Jerry, both Jewish. From New York to Ironica, get up there, celebrate Hanukkah. Don't mess with the Zohanukkah. Let's all get along for Hanukkah. So drink your Jaeger Bombica and smoke your medical chronica. If you really, really wanna go, have a happy, 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 happy.
And we've been going about 45 minutes or so. We got a good handful of songs in here. We're going to finish this off with one of my favorite Christmas songs. It's an old school rap. It's by the Treacherous Three. It's called Christmas Rap.
All right, you people, get ready to cheer for the Christmas show at the Burning Spear. All you hip-hops ready for a treat, because Santa Claus is on Beach Street.
Ho, 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 ho,
open up your door. I'm Santa Claus, and guess what, y'all? I got something to show. I came to bring some Christmas spirit. I got a big bag, now guess what's in it? Something for the rich and something for the poor. So Merry Christmas and ho, ho, ho!
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas, my foot. I'ma tell you what Santa really put under my so-called tree, but in reality, look like nothing but a decorated pole to me.
Man, you talk about a tree, it makes me wonder, cause I never had a tree to put anything under. If I ever did luck up and get a tree, there was never anything under it for me.
Man, y'all should be glad that I didn't quit, cause I'm getting too old for this Santa Claus shit. Y'all think I'm getting presents made for free? I gotta pay them bells, then ain't nobody paying me.
You big fat whale, you might as well quit, cause I can name 100 presents that I didn't get. And if I did get a present, it'd be a hand me down. Yo, I got this for Christmas. Now how that sound?
It sounds good to me, cause I'm about to freeze. You wanna see something? Look at the bottom of these. Me and my brothers can't go out at the same time, cause a coat that's theirs is a coat that's mine.
Man, I know one thing. Y'all better get off my neck and wait till you get your welfare check. Go on down to the office and stand on the line. Better hurry up, see, I got mine.
Jingle, jangle, jingle for the pole. And once he gets your welfare check,
y'all can kiss my mistletoe.
Why the presents keep getting mixed up, cause year after year you keep fucking up. And now I know why, cause you're always drunk. Instead of G.I. Joe, you send me this junk.
That ain't a G.I. Joe, that's a G.I. jerk with a kung fu grip that don't even work. So all I did was just put them away, cause my G.I. Joe looks G.I. gay.
That's why you don't get presents now, cause you're just in grace. G.I. Joe's gay, what difference does it make? After all, he's just a doll, ain't too much he can do. If you ask me, boy, I ain't too sure about you.
Listen, Bloto, with your big fat suit, next time say no, don't send no substitute. Because I asked you for a beatbox and you know what I got? Dougie Fresh, you know that kid from down the block.
We must admit, Dougie Fresh is good and made a perfect fit. He's the only reason why we weren't totally mad. Without Dougie, our Christmas would have been really sad.
We'll sing Silent Night and Jingle Bells and all those Christmas rhymes, cause nobody gives a shit about the reindeer and hard times. You just jingle and jangle and hang out with the folks. And when you get your welfare check, you my reindeer.
Get Fresh and Magnificent Force and head on out the door and leave these party people singing jingle jangle for the pole. Sing!
Jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle with the pole. Jingle, jangle, jingle with the pole. Jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle with the pole.
And that's going to do it, my first annual Christmas special. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I just want to thank you guys again for the last year, for the ones that do listen, for the ones that like us on Facebook. Definitely write in. Let me know what you think about this year's Christmas special, if you like it. Hopefully it'll be an annual tradition. I can do it every year. But again, rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. The more you rate us, the better you rate us, the more people will see us and enjoy the show also. Send me an email. Let me know if you're enjoying the show. Let me know if you're not enjoying the show, what you don't like about it, what you do like about it. I'm all ears. I'm eager to listen. I'm eager to learn. You can email me at head@headspeaks.com. Again, that's head@headspeaks.com. And again, you can go to our website at headspeaks.com or head.headspeaks.com just for this particular podcast. And as far as this next coming year, I plan on talking more about Star Wars. I plan on reviewing the Sword of the Atom, possibly, series and the Power of the Atom series from DC Comics. And let me see. And that's going to tie in eventually with my Task Force X podcast. I'm going to see if I can get some more guests on this next year. But guys, let me know what you want. All right, I'm eager to learn. I'm eager to listen. But I guess that'll do it. So once again, I hope you and yours have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. I hope you have a happy time in it. If you don't celebrate anything, happy times to you too. But I guess that's it for 2015. I will see you guys in 2016. Be kind to each other. Until then, remember, head has spoken. thank you for listening to another fantastic episode of Head Speaks. Hope you enjoyed it. If so, let me know. Drop me an email to head@headspeaks.com or visit our home at head.headspeaks.com. You can also visit and talk with me on Facebook and Google+, both under Head Speaks. You can also send an MP3 file with your thoughts, and I can play that on the air. And you can also get more of me on my other podcasts. Be sure to listen to Task Force X, where monthly I look at John Ostrander's Suicide Squad and Paul Kupperberg's Checkmate comics from the 80s and early 90s. Also, over on G.I. Joe, a Real American Headcast, my podcasting friends Ryan Daly and Kyle Benning, along with myself, are looking at all of the G.I. Joe, a Real American Hero comics and related titles from Marvel and IDW. All of my headcasts are available on iTunes and Stitcher, along with the respective blogs and my main page at headspeaks.com. All comments, thoughts, and opinions expressed on Head Speaks are owned wholly by the speaker of said comments and do not express the opinions of Head Speaks, unless, of course, I'm the one making the comments. Head Speaks, Task Force X, and G.I. Joe, Real American Headcast, are all part of the Headcast family. So join us next month for another wonderful episode of Head Speaks. Until then, I'll see you in the funny pages. Good night.